You are listening to The Naked Scientists, and this week we're looking at the many ways that nanotechnology promises to enrich our lives. Still to come, we'll find out how tiny silicon diving boards can tell us how bacteria interact with antibiotics, and why porous nanospheres may help get to exactly the right amount of drugs to exactly the right place.
But first, we're joined by Stephanie Lacour from the Cambridge Nanoscience Centre, where she's working on making flexible electronics that could be worn over your skin or maybe even under your skin. Hello, Stephanie.
Hello.
Thanks for coming on the show. So tell us about your aim. What's the issue that you're trying to address with your work?
So what we're trying to do is to interface electronic component with the human body. And one of the challenges is that conventional electronics is typically made on very hard and flat surfaces. And if you look at our own body, we are a 3D object that is moving all around. So the challenge is not only electrical, but also mechanical, because we need to find ways to make electronics that can conform the body and therefore use material that are no longer hard and brittle, but materials that can be elastic, just similar to our own skin, for example.
So kind of bionic man type thing.
Yeah, think about a $6 million man, basically.
What are the sort of challenges? What do you need to make electronics do to make them like skin?
Well, there are two challenges. The first one is to find ways to put active electronic component onto substrate that are very soft. And so the electronics processes that are available today are usually using fairly high temperature to deposit this material. And the substrate we're using to make skin-like devices are polymers. In particular, we're working with materials called elastomers.
So they're very bendy.
So it's like a rubber band material. And these materials don't withstand very high temperature. So we need to find processes to deposit the device material at very low temperatures, typically below 150 degrees C. So that's one challenge. And then once we've found a way to deposit this material directly on the soft material, we have to find good design or architecture for the overall system so that the electronic can withstand the mechanical deformation. So it's one thing to actually deposit the materials on to the soft substrate, but we also want to make sure the transistor is still working when we're pulling onto the structure.
Because obviously transistors are made of things like silicon, and you don't think of that as being very flexible. How are you trying to get around this problem?
So the approach we're following is to distribute onto the very soft substrate tiny platforms that would be rigid. And this tiny platform would host a very fragile material like the silicon for the transistors. And once you have this sort of pixel structure all across the elastomer, we would need to use very, very elastic interconnect to connect one platform to the other so that they can talk together. And so what we found a few years ago, I found a way to make stretchable metal. So we, by depositing very, very thin layers of gold directly onto an elastomer, or so on a rubber band, I found that I can stretch it up to twice its length and it will not fail electrically. So from there, we've decided to push forward the technology and use this stretchable metal as interconnect for electronics.
So basically, you've got an elastic band covered with gold with all these kind of little transistors studded into it, and they'll communicate with each other.
Yes, exactly.
And so what sort of applications do you see for this kind of technology?
Well, I'm particularly interested in interfacing with the human body. So there is a lot of application in biomedical research. One particular project we're looking at is how to make prosthetic skin. So a skin that a patient who's lost a limb, for example, could a skin that they could wear just like a glove. So they would wear this on top of a prosthetic limb, and the skin would allow them to get some sensory feedback, which is not possible today prosthesis.
So they'd be able to feel sort of how hard they were touching something or how hot and cold it was.
Exactly. So we're trying to implement various sensors directly onto this rubbery substrate, like temperature or touch sensors, so that we can mimic sensory function that are embedded in our own skin.
And how are things going at the moment? What sort of stage are we at with this technology?
We're at a very infancy stage. So at the moment, we're really evaluating the technology to make these. We know how to make stretchable metal, so we're investigating how we can implement these to make strain and touch sensors. So this is pretty much where we are in the sensing at the moment. We're also evaluating how to make the transistors directly onto these rubbery step straight with the platforms. So we're just starting.
And presumably a big issue is trying to make all this electronics talk to the human brain, which is, well, it is nerves and electrical impulses.
Right.
That must be a big challenge.
So this is the sort of the second aspect of the project. So we, in my group, we're looking at ways to make this prosthetic skin, but there's also application where we're looking at ways to use these very soft electronic devices to interface directly with the nervous system. And so because the human body and in particular the nervous system is made of extremely compliant material, we cannot use a silicon chip to interface directly a nerve for a long time. So what we're doing is to use this polymeric and elastomeric substrate with embedded electrodes in it to connect directly with a peripheral nerve, so a nerve that is in the limb, not in the spinal cord or the brain, but really in the limb, and see how we can pick up the electrical signal from the neurons. Once we can do that, then the idea would be to connect this peripheral nerve implant directly to the prosthetic skin so that we could take the signals that are coming out of the prosthetic skin, convert them into a neuron format, if you want, and then feed that directly into the implant, which would then communicate to the nerve and then back to the brain.
It sounds like really exciting stuff. Presumably you have a very multidisciplinary team, so you have to bring a lot of different people together. What sort of range of scientists are working on this kind of technology?
So I'm an electrical engineer by training, but in the team we have people who are material scientists, biophysicists, neurosurgeon. And so in particular for the project onto the peripheral nerve implant, I'm working with lots of people here in Cambridge and in a couple of other universities in the UK, where so it's extremely important to have a collaboration between engineers and the medical field. Without collaboration, we really could not do that.
And the old question is, you know, when do you think we might see the bionic man?
Not tomorrow. So it will take quite a long time. I think surely along the way we'll have some devices that will have short clinical application. But the final project, probably 25 years or so.
So watch out for the beta versions. Well, that's Stephanie LeCour from the Cambridge Nanoscience Centre. And she's developing these electronic materials that could be implanted over our skin, over prosthetic limbs, or even in our skin. Now, Stephanie's going to be here for the rest of the show. So if you have any questions, our email address is chris@thenakedscientist.com.
That sounds fantastic stuff, doesn't it?